It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
The NFL draft has begun. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that occurred in the first round, some things I found surprising, to be honest. And we'll kind of preview those first, or I guess review those first top 10 picks in the NFL draft. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. It was really kind of a boring NFL draft. There wasn't a lot of drama. Some interesting picks, I guess. But there were no really crazy moves of anybody like jumping, you know, tremendously high or jumping out of the second round into the first round. You didn't really have anything like that happen. Foregone conclusion, the number one pick of the draft was going to be Fernando Mendoza. He did go number one overall to the Raiders, quarterback out of Indiana. No big surprise there. By far, at least, I guess, potential, by far the best draft or the best quarterback in the draft. What really surprised, especially with the quarterback field, Ty Simpson had really played his way or drilled his way through the, through the drills and or the combine, had really pushed himself to the number two spot as far as quarterbacks go. What's really interesting is, and we'll touch on the Ty Simpson thing in a minute to the Rams, but what's really interesting, you go through the draft, the first round, there's only two quarterbacks taken. There are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks in the NFL, a lot. And none of them, except for the Rams and the Raiders, took a quarterback in the first round of the NFL draft. And you can even argue with the Rams, Matthew Stafford kind of is where he is with age. Did they need to draft a quarterback in the first round? Maybe not, but they did. So you can make that argument. Okay, they weren't really among the teams that needed a quarterback, even though they took one. But there were a ton of others that did, and there were a ton of others that didn't. They passed pick after pick after pick after pick on quarterbacks. So I would assume that in the later rounds, we're going to see a run on quarterbacks, maybe in the mid to late draft. But that was surprising to me that none of those teams that needed quarterbacks were willing to maybe make a stretch and draft a quarterback, especially, I've said it on the show many times, especially Carson Beck. Big arm, winner in college, two really good programs he played for. When he was recruited, he was one of the top quarterbacks in the country. All sorts of potential. No one felt strong enough about Carson Beck to draft him in the first round. Not even later. Very interesting. David Bailey was the second overall pick to the Jets, linebacker out of Texas Tech. This is another one that, the Cardinals are one of those teams that should be in the market for a quarterback. They took a running back, Jeremiah Love, in the third round out of Notre Dame. Look, Jeremiah Love is by far the best running back in the draft. I have a saying about drafting running backs in the first round or high in the NFL draft, period. Don't do it. unless a Saquon Barkley comes along or an Adrian Peterson. If you've got that elite back in college, then okay, let's draft him high. But overall, right, like just a good back in college or a great back in college, you try to stay away from those guys. It just the running back position just doesn't hold the value in the NFL that it once did. But the Cardinals felt that Jeremiah Love did. I agree with them. I do think that he is a premier running back. I didn't think the Cardinals were going to take him. Even though he's an elite running back, I thought the Cardinals, okay, they may go quarterback here. They did not. At number four, the Titans went Carnell Tate, wide receiver out of Ohio State. At five, Arvil Reese went to the Giants, linebacker out of Ohio State. There's a theme coming here. Mansoor Delaney, Chiefs, number six, cornerback out of LSU. Sonny Styles, linebacker out of Ohio State, went to the Commanders at seven. Jordan Tyson, eighth, to the Saints, wide receiver out of Arizona State. Spencer Fanue, I like this pick by the Browns at nine. They've got to get better on the interior. Their offensive line, they've got to be able to protect the quarterback, and they're in a rebuilding phase, and any coach worth their salt in the NFL will tell you when you're in a rebuilding phase, you've got to build it from the inside out. So the Browns did a very good job drafting the best offensive tackle in the draft, best offensive lineman in the draft, in my opinion, Spencer Fanue out of Utah. The Giants then turned around and took offensive tackle themselves, Francis Manigoa. They took him out of Miami at number 10. And then at 11, I know I said I was going to do 10. I want to do 11 for one reason. Caleb Downs to the Cowboys, safety, Ohio State. In the first 11 picks, Ohio State had 1, 2, 3, 4. Four guys drafted in the top 11 picks. Not a bad draft for the Buckeyes. I told you Ty Simpson also went in the first round, quarterback out of Alabama. I'm not real high on him. I see him as a career backup, so I think drafting him in the first round, especially mid-first round, I don't know. Rams feel differently about him. They drafted him at 13. The interesting dynamic, if you're a Georgia fan, listen up. As you know, Stetson Bennett is on that roster. He was expected to be the backup, the number two quarterback on the roster. Now you go and draft another quarterback. I think that may signal the end of Stetson Bennett on that roster. I think that's probably the end of that for Stetson Bennett. Ty Simpson, if you draft him high in the first round, I mean you're going to keep him. At 19, Monroe Freeling drafted offensive tackle out of Georgia. He was drafted by the Panthers. An interesting pick at 32 with the Seahawks. They took Jadarian Price, running back out of Notre Dame. Here's why that's interesting. Jadarian Price isn't a starter. He played behind Jeremiah Love. It's not often. I can't recall it ever until this week where a team drafts a backup running back in the first round of the NFL draft. I've never seen it. The Falcons, of course, did not have a first-round pick. Neither did the Jaguars. The Falcons in the second round will pick with the 16th pick in the second round, number 48 overall. The Jags will have the 24th pick in the second round, number 56 overall. Both of those are mid-second-rounders to late second-round picks. How many impact players, like real impact players, elite impact players, are going to be there for the Jags and the Falcons to draft? They traded away a lot of their draft collateral the last several drafts, and so they went into this draft without either one of them having a first-round pick, and they don't even have a high second-round pick either. So, how much better is their roster going to be having mid-second-round and late-second-round picks? The Falcons have the mid-second-round. The Jags have the late-second-round, 48 and 56 respectively. For a very long time, I kind of wonder what those two teams are doing. Jags had a good year, though, last year. We'll kind of see. Falcons, you're still a mess.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA baseball playoffs get underway this weekend, and several South Georgia teams have made the field of 32 in their classifications. Brantley County heads to Fannin County. Swainsboro will take on Worth. Charlton will host Crawford County. Bryan County heads on the road to Georgia Military. Southeast Bullock is at home against Liberty. Richmond Hill goes to Buford. Brunswick hosts Appalachie. And Glen Academy plays host to Winder Barrow. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Round one of the NBA playoffs, the Atlanta Hawks are, of course, in it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of I-95, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Yeah, so the Atlanta Hawks are indeed in the playoffs. They are the sixth seed, and currently they're, you know, 1-1 in the first round. They're playing the Knicks, who are the three seed. So this series has been pretty entertaining, to be quite honest. The Knicks did take game one, 113-102, to get it, take a 1-0 lead. Of course, both of those games have been played in New York. The series will transition now for games three and four in Atlanta. Game two was really interesting. The Hawks looked like they were beaten. They're down 62-54 at the half. Going into the fourth quarter, they're trailing 92-79. And then in the fourth quarter, they lock down on defense and they score a ton in the fourth quarter for a 107-106 win. They outscored the Knicks 28-15 in the fourth quarter for the 107-106 win. So now the series is tied at a game apiece. The series now transitions back to Atlanta. I told you last week before the series started that it would come down to the Atlanta Hawks playing defense. That if Atlanta could limit the Knicks to under 100 points, they would win the series. The games that they would limit the Knicks to under 100 points, they would win. Could they do that four times? That was the question. They won a game where the Knicks scored 100 plus. So now, I'm not changing my philosophy. I'm still telling you, for the Atlanta Hawks to win the series, they've got to play really good defense. They've got to hold the Knicks to under 100 points. But now they only have to do it three times. They don't have to do it the fourth time because they stole one in New York on the road. C.J. McCollum, 32 points in Game 2 for the Hawks. Three more wins, three times. You hold the Knicks under 100 points. Remember now, the Hawks played the Knicks three times in the regular season. The Knicks did win two of those games. Both of the games the Knicks won, they scored over 100. The game the Knicks lost to the Hawks held them to 99, under 100. Hawks won that game. That is, in my opinion, and we'll see how it shakes out. In my opinion, that is the recipe for advancement for the Atlanta Hawks. To get by the Knicks, you hold them under 100 points, you advance to the second round. I believe that's the formula. Now they only have to do it three times. They stole, and I mean stole, Game 2, like a thief in the night. Games 3 and 4, and also guarantees the Hawks that there's going to be 5 games, right? Same with the Knicks. It's at least going to be a 5-game series. So you're going to get the 2 games in Atlanta. You'll have to go back to New York for Game 5. If you can win another game somewhere along the way, you can get Game 6 back in Atlanta. That's got to be the goal. That's got to be the goal. Get back to Game 6. Win Game 6 in Atlanta. And then, you know, if Game 7 is necessary, roll the dice there. But the Hawks have the next 2 games in Atlanta. Shoot, if the Hawks win both those games in Atlanta and they're heading back to New York up 3-1, even if they drop Game 5, right, and the series is now 3-2, you get Game 6 back in Atlanta where you've won both games before. I think the Hawks, no one has really given the Hawks a whole lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? No one has given the Hawks much of a chance to win this series against the Knicks. I'm not one of them. I think the Hawks can win this series. Defense, defense, defense. Hold them under 100. See where the chips fall at the end of the game. But I can guarantee you, whatever games the Hawks hold the Knicks under 100 points, it's going to be a W. It's going to be a W. More than likely, if the Hawks do get by the Knicks, the Celtics will be waiting. The Celtics are tied with the Sixers at a game apiece in their series. So that's not an ironclad thing either. Sixers are playing tough. Will the Sixers beat the Celtics? Probably not. Probably not. Sixers are the 7 seed. Celtics are the 2. And that would be a really tough series for the Hawks too, right? Having to beat the 2nd seed. That's the problem with getting the 6 seed is you got to beat the 3, and then more than likely if you do beat the 3, now you got to go through the 2 seed. And then if you do that, more than likely in the Eastern Conference Finals, you got to play the 1 seed. So if you're the 6 seed, to get to the NBA Finals, more than likely you've got to beat the top 3 seeds in the conference. It's a bad draw, but remember now, I said this last week, with like 2 months to go in the season, the Hawks were the 9 seed. They were going to have to play in the play-in tournament. And then they got hot. And they played their way out of the play-in tournament. Locked up a solid number 6 seed, where the 6 seed obviously does not play in the tournament. The 7 through 10 seeds do. So having a 6 seed and having to go through the 3 seed, the 2 seed, and the 1 seed potentially still is a better deal than having to go in the play-in tournament at the 9 seed. You got to win 2 games to get in. That's a much better deal, because if you're in the tournament and you get in, right, you play your way into the playoff field, you're either going to get the number 1 seed or you're going to get the number 2 seed in the first round. You play your way out of that into the 6 seed, you get the 3 seed. It's a little bit better of a deal. Not much, but a little bit better. You get the guaranteed spot. You don't have to play your way in. But then the draw all the way through is tough. Got to beat the 3, got to beat the 2, got to beat the 1 to get to the NBA Finals. I mean, it's a tough draw. But I would love for the day to come. I really would. And I think that if this were to happen, you want to talk about Atlanta Hawk fans coming out of the woodwork, coming out of the woods. Man, if the Hawks got to a point to where a couple 3 years in a row where they were one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, if not the NBA, and they don't have to be in this predicament of having to beat the 3-2-1 to get to the finals, right? I think that you would see a huge turnout for the Atlanta Hawks. I really do. I think there are a lot of Atlanta Hawk fans that are just so tired of the same thing. Not getting in the playoffs. If you do, you're a fringe playoff team. And then you get eliminated early on in the playoffs. You get to the NBA lottery. You don't get, you've got a very minimal chance of getting one of those top 4 picks, which I've told you in the NBA draft is essential for getting an impact player. If you're not in the top 4, maybe top 5, you're going to get a role player. Other than that, you get inside the top 5, you're golden. Outside of that, you're drafting a role player. The Hawks are consistently in the middle of the field, consistently having to draft role players, and that's just kind of where they are. You're never going to get any better that way. What's the answer? Jason Bishop doesn't know. No clue. Maybe signing a big free agent, but who wants to go to Atlanta to play?
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys. Hey guys, Mother's Day and graduation are fast approaching. Every milestone deserves something memorable. It is time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers to find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. There is no better way to say thank you to mom or I love you to your graduate than a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
Well, We already kind of had a conversation about the NBA playoffs, specifically with the Atlanta Hawks. Of course, there are more teams in the playoffs than just the Hawks. I kind of want to break that down, too. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golnaz Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jack Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. So, yeah, NBA playoffs, round one, full swing. The Thunder in the West are the one seed. They're taking on the eight seed, the Phoenix Suns. They are already up 2-0 in that series. They've handled both games pretty handily. It looks like the Thunder will advance, as you would expect a one seed to do over the eight seed. The 4-5 game in the West, or the 4-5 series in the West, Lakers and Rockets. Lakers are already up 2-0 against the Rockets. The Rockets have not beaten the Lakers yet this season. They are 0-5. Is that right? 0-5 now against the Lakers. So it looks like the Lakers are going to advance too, which would set up a Lakers-Thunder Western Conference semifinal. The 3 seed, the Nuggets, and the 6 seed, the Wolves, still over in the West. That series is tied at 1-1. If you remember last week, I kind of went through these bracket. I went through this bracket and I gave you my picks, and I told you that I like the Nuggets to get to the NBA Finals. I still do. Tied 1-1 with the Minnesota Timberwolves. The 2-7 series, 1-1, Spurs and Blazers. I actually didn't think that the Blazers would split the first two games. I thought that potentially the Blazers might win a game. I guess that still could happen. I didn't think they would win one in San Antonio, the first two. They did. So now they'll head over to Portland for game three and see how that goes. Back to the Eastern Conference now. Pistons and Magic. The Magic took game two in Detroit. Now they'll head to Orlando. That series is tied 1-1. I had the Pistons sweeping the Magic. Didn't think the Magic had a chance to win a game. They did. We'll see how it goes from here. The 4-5 game, much like the 4-5 series, the 4-5 series in the East is much like the 4-5 series in the West. Cavs, Raptors. Cavs are the 4, the Raptors are the 5. 2-0. That's how it's like it. The 4 seed is up 2-0. It looks like the Cavs are on their way advancing to the Eastern Conference semis. The Knicks and the Hawks, we talked at great length about that. Series is 1-1. The series is now heading to Atlanta for Game 3 and Game 4. If the Hawks even split there, even if they split and it's 2-2 going back to New York, you got to feel good about it. Celtics and 76ers. I thought maybe the Sixers would win a game. Maybe. I didn't think they would be one of the first two games in Boston. They did, so now they're split heading back to Philadelphia for games 3 and 4 with a series tied at 1-1. So even though we still don't have any advancement, I'm still going to run through the bracket. I don't know, and I haven't done this, right? Like, I didn't do any prep for this. I'm doing this on the fly, and I'm doing this for you guys with the series now. Each series, at least two games in. Thunder and Suns, I still like the Thunder, the number one seed. Of course, they're up 2-0. I picked them to get to the Western Conference semis, I believe, or the Western Conference finals. Lakers and Rockets, 4-5 game. Lakers are already up 2-0, so let's advance the Lakers. That sets up Thunder and Lakers. Nuggets and Wolves, I told you, I like the Nuggets in the finals. So we'll advance them past the Wolves and Spurs and Blazers. I will take the Spurs. So in the Western Conference semifinals, Thunder Lakers, Nugget Spurs. Over in the East, Pistons and Magic. I still like the Pistons. Be interesting to see if the Magic can make it a series. We'll see. Cavs and Raptors. The Cavs are already up 2-0. I did pick the Cavs. So I will hold tight to that, especially with them up 2-0. So give me the Cavs to advance to the Eastern Conference semis. Knicks and Hawks. I'm still going to take the Knicks. I'm real close now to picking the Hawks. I'm real close. They got that game where the Knicks scored over 100 and they still found a way to win, a huge fourth quarter comeback. And Celtics-Sixers, I still like the Celtics even though that series is tied. We'll see if the Sixers can make that a series or if the Celtics will win going away. So Eastern Conference semifinals, Pistons-Cavs, Knicks-Celtics. All right. Now, moving on to the semifinal games, Lakers and Thunder. I will take the Thunder to beat the Lakers. Nuggets and Spurs, I already told you, I like the Nuggets to get to the NBA Finals out of the West, so give me the Nuggets. That's a 1-3 Western Conference Final Series, Thunder and Nuggets. In the East, Pistons-Cavs, I will take the Pistons. They have played pretty well against the Cavs. They are the number one seed. Knicks-Celtics, I will take the Celtics to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So Pistons-Celtics, that's a 1-2 matchup, and then a 1-3 with Thunder-Nuggets in the West. Thunder-Nuggets, I'm telling you already, I like the Nuggets. I told you last week. I've told you now like four times in the last 3 minutes. Nuggets get to the NBA Finals. Pistons-Celtics, give me the Pistons, the number one seed from the East. So you'll have the number three seed Nuggets from the West, the one seed Pistons from the East. I don't think the Nuggets can beat the Pistons. Give me the Pistons to win the NBA championship, the NBA Finals. Pistons-Nuggets in the Finals. Pistons win the whole dang thing. I said this last week. I'll say it again. Almost an identical spot. It's been a very long time since the Pistons were this good. You go back to the early 2000s where they had Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, that group. That group was very good defensively. They were an offensive juggernaut. They scored enough, but defensively they were very, very good. And then before that, which, you know, that was a good Pistons team that won a title in the early 2000s. They upset the Lakers, if you remember. But the last time that the Pistons were great, the Bad Boys of the 80s.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
As the weather heats up, it's important to dress cool. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection summer apparel. From bathing suits to flip-flops to fishing shirts to sunglasses, Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters is your go-to this summer. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and so much more. Locally owned and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-thru at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
That transmission not up to snuff or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur, in the Golden Isles Plaza, Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters and all of their work is warranted. 912-289-9496 and ShiftersTransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Hey, great to be here, Jason.
Dr. Sasser, I heard Walt Weiss say one of the craziest things that I have ever heard muttered by a manager pertaining to a player. So for some of the Braves fans, I'll probably know what I'm talking about. A week and a half ago, Grant Holmes is pitching for the Braves. He's taken out in the fourth inning. He's not pitching terrible, but he's taken out. And then after the game, they asked Walt Weiss, why'd you take him out? And he said that they were being very careful with Grant Holmes because since the end of last season, he'd been pitching with a torn UCL and a torn flexor. So I guess where we'll start is explain to me the UCL, and then we'll go from there.
You know, the UCL, it's kind of the Tommy John injury. It's called the ulnar collateral ligament. And the attachment is from the inside of the elbow, above the elbow joint, to the inside of the elbow just below the elbow joint. It has kind of the width or even smaller than your index finger. And it's about an inch to an inch and a half long. And that one little ligament is what controls the career of multiple baseball pitchers and has spawned a whole industry of rehab, repair, reconstruction. Put basically Jimmy Andrews, the well-renowned and orthopedic surgeon, put him on the map for helping to perfect that surgery.
So the other thing is he's got a torn flexor. Tell me about that.
Well, and the flexor is just the muscles that overlie that UCL. They start on the inside of your elbow. And so, you know, that's where you get your grip is from those flexor muscles that run along the inside of your forearm and control your grip strength.
Dr. Sasser, he's been pitching with this since the end of last season. Is this an injury that once you do it, it can't get worse, or every pitch he throws, it's getting worse by the minute?
I mean, sounds like the dude's tough. I mean, I'd say he's. I mean, if he can deal with this. No, but really and truly, you know, those injuries kind of go hand in hand. The ulnar collateral ligament. We see a lot of just flexor strains in high school athletes and college and major league, and you always are concerned about the ulnar collateral ligament. What's interesting, because patients, athletes, baseball players that get ulnar collateral ligament injuries, it definitely affects their pitching. Like they lose their velocity, they lose their accuracy, it's crazy the amount of rotation in such a short period of time the elbow has to do and the arm has to do to create that velocity to pitch. And that little ligament's what's holding on the inside of that elbow. And so if that tears, things can go completely haywire. However, there are a certain number of pitchers that have learned to compensate and get by with a torn UCL.
Sounds like he might be one of them.
Right.
Again, joining me, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So obviously, I think that just making an educated guess here, the reason that he's not going under the knife or going on the IL to have this repaired is because the Braves are at the bottom of the barrel pitching-wise. There is nobody else to go to if he gets injured. At some point, Do you think that he's got an ERA in the threes? Like 3.7 something with 17 strikeouts.
Sure.
So at some point, though, as his doctor, do you got to say to him, man, we got to fix this?
Probably. But it also depends on if he's – I would say if it becomes more symptomatic. If his ERA goes up, if he has just some awful innings, velocity goes down, accuracy goes down, more pain in his elbow, and you can pinpoint that that's the problem – then yes, you shut him down, and he, or you fix this the off season. But that's still going to put him out 12 to 18 months.
In most scenarios, with a torn UCL, torn flexor, wouldn't it be painful every time you threw a pitch? In most scenarios,
not really, okay. Because it's not really a pain issue; it's an instability thing. It's kind of like an ACL tear. The ACL, yes, it has some nerve endings to it, but what keeps an athlete out with an ACL tear is the instability of the knee. The knee gives out, it buckles, they don't feel confident putting their knee down and cutting because they turn one way and the leg goes the other way. This is the same thing basically with the elbow when they pitch. You know, they have to be so accurate, and if that elbow joint is opening up a little bit, then they lose that confidence, they lose that speed. And there are actually studies out there, and I'm not saying he doesn't need the surgery, but they've actually done studies where they've done MRIs on veteran pitchers that are asymptomatic, like this. Pitch well, no problems, and they've done MRIs and shown a high percentage, less than 50%, but it's like 30 to 40%, have a UCL injury. Sometimes a complete tear of the UCL, and they haven't gotten it fixed.
You told us a story a while back during your NFL days when sometimes you would talk to veteran players who were maybe toward the end of their career and they had some type of injury, and you know the prognosis was, can you play with it? I got to imagine, right, that conversation probably had to have happened at some point when they put him underneath an MRI or whatever, and they found the tears, and he's like, oh, that doesn't hurt. So I guess what the question I'm asking about this is, if he continues to be asymptomatic, just don't fix it?
Right. I wouldn't fix it. And I would bet that there's a conversation between team physician, probably second opinion physician, team manager, and agent. And the agent will, and the player, yes, the player will be in the room, but, and they will have a long conversation based on where he is in his career, the longevity of his career, and how much money he can make. And if it is working for the Braves, and he's pitching well, I probably wouldn't fix it.
And to your point, he's 30.
Right. And so now if it looks like he's about to get cut and no one wants to pick him up because they know he has an injury, well, then that might be the time to get it fixed and rehab and have a comeback and all those kind of things.
Dr. Sessler, as always, you make me smarter.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the Southern Sports Edition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at Companions for Heroes. .com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I make no secret that I am a wrestling fan, and so just a couple of quick things that I want to pass along to you. So WrestleMania was this past weekend, or this very last weekend. And, I mean, you know, two-night event. Night one was a little shaky. To be honest, it was a little shaky, but night two, especially the main event between CM Punk and Roman Reigns, that's one of the better matches that I've ever seen. I'm a Roman Reigns guy, so Roman Reigns defeats CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship, and so I was stoked. So, and it was a great match. You hear a lot of wrestling folks, people that are associated with the business, talking about telling a story in a match, and they did a fantastic job, did Roman Reigns and CM Punk. The other thing I kind of want to mention, I was completely captivated. I binge-watched it on Netflix, the Hulk Hogan documentary. Fantastic documentary. Gives you a ton of story and videos and photographs of Hulk Hogan as Terry Bollea. Terry Bollea, of course, is Hulk Hogan's given name. They did a great job of telling the story of who Terry Bollea was. Not Hulk Hogan in the ring. They did that too, but really focused on what happened in the life of Terry Bollea. And it's a really interesting dynamic, because they did this interview with Hulk Hogan 3 months before he passed. So they've got all of this recent footage of him talking about things in his career and his personal life 3 months before, you know, he left us. So it is a very good documentary, very interesting dynamic with him passing so soon after doing this documentary. Okay, so back to the things that we have to do, right? We're going to talk sports. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. Not that wrestling isn't a sport, kind of is. Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jacks, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. That's me. Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and sweet tea. All right, so we were talking about Grant Holmes with Dr. Sasser last segment, and the Braves are off to a fantastic start. They are 18-8. They are the only team in Major League Baseball that has not lost a series as of yet. They're the only team in the National League East that is even over 500. Interestingly enough, the two teams that are at the bottom of the division, the Mets and the Phillies, the two teams that are favored to win or at least be in contention to win the division. Those are a lot of trendy picks that were given with the Phillies and the Mets. Currently, both of them bottom of the division. The Braves have played 26 games. They have hit 36 home runs in those 26 games. Very reminiscent to the World Series team, the 2022 team, which set like the record for most home runs in a season or whatever it was. Matt Olson and Drake Baldwin, 7 home runs apiece. Harris has got 6. Ozzie Albies has 4. Dominic Smith, a guy that they signed in the offseason kind of late, gets into spring training, didn't even know if he was going to make the team. He did, and now he's getting several at-bats, lots of playing time as a designated hitter. He's hit 4 home runs as well. The pitching side, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it has really, really surprised me. A lot of question marks about it, all of the injuries that they had going in. Bryce Elder, who going into spring, we talked about this. He's out of options. So if he did not make the team in spring training, they were going to have to release him. They could not send him to AAA. He's got a 1.50 ERA, leads the team in ERA. He's 3-1 on the early season. He has pitched fantastically. He added that cutter in the offseason, and it has paid huge dividends for him. And we'll see, right? It's still early. The way Major League Baseball works is, you know, when you make an adjustment like this that Bryce Elder did, you develop a new pitch. Then there is a scouting report that's developed. Word gets around, and then adjustments are made back. So we'll see when we get into May and June if the league adjusts back and how he responds to that. Right now, he has been a godsend. He has pitched well above expectations. And there were thoughts, you know, like, hey, you know, if he doesn't make the team, oh well, no big deal, because of how poorly he has pitched in the last 2+ seasons. Chris Sale is 4-1 on the season. You kind of expect that with a 2.79 ERA. Chris Sale drinks his water straight from the fountain of youth. 35, 36, 37, somewhere in that range, 36, 37 years old. The biggest surprise, I think, and I think a huge reason to why the Braves have been as successful as they've been, 18-8 on the season, Martin Perez, a 2.7 ERA. I sat here and told you multiple times during spring that if Martin Perez ended up being the Braves' fifth starter, which he is, that they were in trouble, that they could not get to Martin Perez or Suarez as the fifth starter and expect to contend. Here is the part where I say I was wrong. Martin Perez has pitched fantastically out of the 5-hole in the rotation, 2.7 ERA. He's 1-1 on the season record-wise, but he has certainly solidified the fifth spot in the rotation. He's pitched well. He's given them chances to win games. As a number 5 starter, that is your job. You don't have to go out and pitch shutouts every time or give up one run. Just pitch to the best of your ability and give your team an opportunity to win the games that you pitch in. And he has done that, and he's pitched great. It's not that just like, oh, well, I'm giving up 4 a game. You know, let's go and score 5. If we score 5, that's our chance to win. He's given up like 2 or 3. I mean, his ERA is under 3, so not only is he doing that, but he's exceeding expectations, and he is a large, huge reason why the Atlanta Braves are currently in the spot that they are in, 18-8 on the season, well in first place. I think the Marlins are in second. They're right around 500. So, again, the Braves are the only team in the National League East that are over 500. Can they continue to play like this? Yeah, I certainly think so. Remember now, reinforcements are on the way. Sean Murphy has been sent for a rehab assignment. Spencer Strider on rehab. They're talking about Ha-Seong Kim, that he's going to be going to a rehab assignment pretty soon. And, you know, in his place, Maurice Obadon has played fantastic at shortstop. So I think that's kind of a reason. Originally, Sun wasn't expected to get back. Haesan Kim wasn't expected to come back until, like, June or July. And then Dubon has played so great. They're like, his camp is like, we might want to go ahead and try to get back very, very quickly so that he doesn't lose
this
his job.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA baseball playoffs get underway this weekend, and several South Georgia teams have made the field of 32 in their classifications. Brantley County heads to Fannin County. Swainsboro will take on Worth. Charlton will host Crawford County. Bryan County heads on the road to Georgia Military. Southeast Bullock is at home against Liberty. Richmond Hill goes to Buford. Brunswick hosts Appalachie. And Glen Academy plays host to Winder Barrow. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
GoNow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.